He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. I listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, if you're joining me for the first time, where have you been? I'm here almost 11 years, but welcome to the show. And if you've been part of this journey for the 11 years, I welcome you back and say, welcome to Max and Friends. Tonight, well, you know, we put the clocks back. So does that change your mind, your mood, your life? What does it do? And do you think we should stop doing it? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Like, let's just find one fixed time and leave it for the rest of eternity. I can't with these clocks going back. But tonight we got a fun show because she's back. The one and only Lunel will be joining me. Y'all know Lunel is a.k.a. the bad girl of comedy. Did y'all know that Lunel is one of the most popular female comics on the comedy circuit? And did you know she was raised in Oakland area and got her start in showbiz, hosting a local cable show called Soul Beat? We're going to talk to her about that tonight. And that was run by Chuck Johnson. The show ran from 1978, I wasn't even born yet, to 2003 and broke all the major Oaktown artists like Digital Underground, MC Hammer, and Too Short. She credits that experience and the connection she made to that show back in the late 1990s. She says she was a quote-unquote hood star before she landed in Los Angeles. Well, speaking of Los Angeles, Lunel's going to be tomorrow night doing a gig, and she's going to tell us about that. And plus, she's going to Vegas in March, so we're going to talk about her residency at the SLS in Vegas. But there's more to talk about because I got some tea here that Bruno Mars and Lunel might be an item. So tonight here on Max and Friends, we're going to find out, because welcome back, my girl, to the show, Lunel. How you doing?
What it do? What it do? What's up? What's up?
I'm so glad you're back here. It's been a minute.
I know. I'm glad to be back, too. It's good to see us both continuing to do our thing, you know?
That's right. You know what? When there's passion behind it, God rises up and says, here you go. Have some more, right?
Yeah, just, you know, find out what you love to do and see, can you capitalize on that? Then that way you'll never really work a day in your life, because you'll be doing what you love to do.
See, this is why I love you, Lunel. Now, I hear that Bruno Mars and you might be an item talking about love. What's that all about? And what were those sparks about at his backstage concert?
Oh, come on. Now, listen. This really did take hold and catch on fire. But it was just that, you know, I love Bruno. I don't know what it is about me and these little powerful people like Kat and Sammy Davis Jr. and Kevin and all that. But, you know, he's a bundle in a great talented package. He plays many instruments. He's been in the biz since he was a young boy. He has a beautiful family. He's the first, like, Hawaiian, Vietnamese, Filipino, something international star ever. Mm-hmm. And he's got a good heart. He's been through things and survived. He's grounded, and I love his music. You know, he's playing up music. It's not always talking about, you know, chicks and money and cars and stuff. And he just makes me happy. So I just made a little video because I planned on buying tickets and going to see his show. I made a video on my Instagram. Everybody tagged him. He reposted it. We got together, you know, when I went to the concert. His road manager gave me tickets, backstage passes. Went backstage, met him. And he said, I didn't say, he said, let's do a video. And I was like, okay. And he's like, stand over there and do this. I'm like, all right. And he's like, now do this. I'm like, okay, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't do his part. And he said, okay, you'll have the video and the photos tomorrow. So the next day, you know, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my daughter came running to me because she was there at the concert with me. She came running saying, it's up, it's up. And he had put it on his Instagram. And then he sent it to me and put it together. It was beautiful. And, you know, went viral again with, you know, a couple of million people who viewed it. So he's my darling, and I love him. And forever and ever, Bruno and Lunel.
There you go. And Billboard.com says Bruno and Lunel, too.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing. It's a thing.
It is a thing, right? Because, of course, if it's on the internet, it's real, right?
Yeah, of course, right, right.
Well, you know, I want to go back down memory lane because I want to talk about Soulbeat because that was a local cable show. You know, it's amazing how many local cable show stars were made, and they're like you. You're still kicking ass today all these years later. But I remember I have an aunt of mine who did a local cable show, and no one even wanted to touch local cable. And here you are doing Soulbeat. So tell us about Soulbeat.
Soulbeat was a cable network that mm-hmm. had shows on it. You know, Chuck Johnson had seen me around, I guess, and put word out they wanted to meet me, and we hit it off, and he started off having me, you know, host this and that, doing a couple of commercials and everything. And while it was, you know, new and, you know, sort of low budget and everything, it was what we had that mm-hmm. joined our community together the way that the regular news did not. Like, we were kind of hood in as much as, let's say your daughter was missing. You might mm-hmm. go to Channel 4, and they may cover it, and they may not. But you can come to Soulbeat, we'll let you come on TV, hold her picture up, and within 5 minutes, someone be like, oh, yeah, I seen over my homeboy house, she over here on 73rd. Now you done found your kid, you know? It's good, mm-hmm. but it worked. And we premiered a lot of videos. I got a lot of experience there. I became very popular in my town of Oakland. So that's why I'm saying that when I came to L.A. and got popular, it did not affect me in the way that it might affect some when they get fame, because I already had that before I left Oakland, you see?
Mm. Now, let me ask you, would you do a reboot of Soulbeat?
Yeah.
Because I think that, you know, there's all these shows like Nikki Haskell. She did this show from Studio 54, the Nikki Haskell show. She interviewed everybody that used to go in and out the doors of Studio 54. And they're talking about a reboot of that show now, bringing back everyone who she interviewed, you know, and redoing that. So it would be cool to see, like, you know, back in the Digital Underground, MC Hammer, all of them coming back and kind of a reboot of Soulbeat. I think you should do it.
I tell you, I only have a few regrets of my life. And mm-hmm. one of them is that I never got a chance to go to Studio 54. That will haunt me all the days of my life because I really wanted to hang. And if I had the show that I really want, I would have a show like Hugh Hefner's old Playboy After Dark. I don't yes. know how old you are or if you remember that show.
Yeah, of course.
That was pretty intense. They were really drinking. They had comedians. They had chicks. Everybody was lounging around. They had musical artists. All this kind of stuff. And it was very loungy and late night and loose and cool. And, you know, with interviews as well, I would like to have a show like that. But, you know, we'll see what the future holds for me. I'm always working for where to go, so we'll see.
You are. And you know what? Speaking about familiar faces in television and film, you're joined by fellow funny man Dave Chappelle in the upcoming remake of A Star Is Born. Well, we all know, directed by Bradley Cooper and starring Lady Gaga. But you worked with both first actor-turned-director Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga twice, along with A Star Is Born. So tell us about that and how you got into all of that.
Well, it's not the upcoming A Star Is Born.
Right.
It's already been nominated.
It's been nominated and awarding and winning, yeah.
Right, all that. I had the opportunity to do a video with Gaga and Beyonce back when they had a song called Telephone.
Yeah.
So that's when I first met Gaga. And then I had also seen her even before she got real popular when she was on the road with a band called Chester French. They were opening for her, and I saw her just up at the Wheelchair in L.A. Mm-hmm. And then Bradley and I had done a movie together many years ago, also with Crazy Ken Jeung, and it was a Sandra Bullock film called mm-hmm. All About Steve. Mm-hmm. So we met on that set, and we remained friendly throughout the years. We would see each other from time to time, and he would always ask about my daughter. He's everything you think he is. You know, he reminds me of a early, like, Paul Newman, you know, type guy. And just a guy's guy, and everybody, you know, he's fair, and he's nice, and all that kind of stuff. And so I actually didn't have to audition for A Star Is Born. Bradley, you know, offered that role to me. Small though it may be, cameo, he had four comedians in that movie. He had the great Andrew Dice Clay, mm-hmm. played Gaga's father. Then he had Chappelle, and he had Eddie Griffin and myself.
You know, I remember when I went to see that film and I saw your pop, I said, Mom, that's Lunel. There's Lunel. And my mom always remembers. She goes, oh, wasn't that the one that was in Borat? I said, yes, that's her.
That Borat, that's the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? My goodness.
It is the gift that keeps on giving. Especially, my mother's going to be 77 this week, and she still knows you from Borat, riding the bull.
And she's not the only one.
So, but you know, I was telling my mom, I was like, how do you know her? I said, oh, Lunel and I met a long time ago. I don't remember if it was an Oscar party or a grandma party, but we were kicking it. We were with Eva LaRue and with Terry Seymour. And we were just, I said, oh, I have the best picture of me, Lunel. And I showed my mom, she goes, oh, you two look so cute together. I said, and let me tell you, Mom, Lunel is the sweetest, most genuine, authentic person in the business. You really are.
Ain't it the truth.
You are, it is so the truth. I mean, you know, I remember I had you on my birthday show one year. Just, you're back here a couple times. And when, you know, I shout out to you, I said, Luna, I'll come back on the show. And now you're doing Vegas. And then tomorrow you've got a show. You're like nonstop. And I'm so grateful that you're taking a couple of minutes to come and chill with us here on Max and Friends.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I can't afford to stop. And the world that's being taken over by millennials, I have to stay in people's face, you know, and I had mentioned Eddie Griffin earlier, and what's funny is that Eddie Griffin and I both have residencies at the same place in Las Vegas at the SLS Hotel and Casino in the Sayers Club. Eddie Griffin does Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monique does Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I do every Sunday. Isn't that ironic?
You see, I've never been to Vegas. Can you believe that?
Is that right?
Yep, and I'm going to have to come out and see your show.
There's no better reason than to come.
There is no better reason, and I think it is probably one of the only reasons that I'll go to Vegas to come and see you, because I want to see you there.
Well, I hear you talk, and I hope you make it happen. You want to spread it, and it's
now,
really,
tell
really
us,
fun.
What's the schedule like for you? How long is the run for?
Oh, we don't know indefinitely right now, which is a blessing, but we'll see.
All right, so we'll make that happen.
Let me just say, and you guys can keep up with where I'm at, like tomorrow night at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, by going on my Instagram, at Lunel, L-U-E-N-E-L-L, or you can check on my website, and that's heylunel.com, H-E-Y-L-U-E-N-E-L-L.com.
You know, with over 400,000 followers on Instagram, you do keep it up. Because that's how I found out about the show tomorrow, because I saw something on Instagram. I said, oh, we got to get Lunel out, because she's got the show tomorrow in L.A. So tell us about the show you got going on tomorrow. What time is it kicking off?
I believe the show is at 8 p.m., and doors open at about 6:30, and they can go to laughfactory.com, I guess, and purchase tickets. And, you know, we're going to have a blast. Not a bunch of sisters get to grace that stage on that particular night, and I'm happy to be one.
So, you know, that's interesting. Speaking of black women in comedy, and you're now known as one of the top 25 funniest people in L.A., according to L.A. Magazine. What does that mean for you and young girls who want to go into comedy? What do you tell them?
Well, I would never recommend this life for anyone. You know, I try to do something else. Don't try to do this. But if you have to have reassurance and pats on the back and words of encouragement, you don't need to be in this business anyway, because you don't get a lot of that. What it means to be considered that right now is just that, you know, I'm trying to represent for my age bracket. This whole country has become very ageist and, you know, fat shaming and all that type of stuff. And there's a whole demographic of great people out here who do not need to be kicked to the side. They need somebody to represent for them. That's me. You know, I'm not having it with these millennials. And, you know, people want to come out and have like a cheerleader that's like, yeah, me too. You know, so that's what I think people get out of coming to my show. And you know, it's for everybody, whether you're black or white or brown or gay or straight or trans or anything like that. My material, you know, transcends all that. We talk about stuff that everybody goes through. And that's why I have such a, you know, great following and diverse audience.
Yeah. No, the audience is super diverse. But again, I bring it all back. You are like one of the most authentic people in this business. You keep it real. You are so friendly to everybody. And you know what I love about you too? Like it says in here, Lunel might be, she might be small in stature, but she's got that voice and that laugh. And you just, you draw people in. For sure. For me, for sure. You know, when I first met you, I couldn't stop. I said, I am in love with Lunel. She's the coolest person I've ever met.
But, you know. It's the edibles, baby. It's the edibles.
Is it the edibles? You know, have you ever considered doing a line of edibles?
Yeah, I've been approached about that already. But I really am, you know, concentrating on my goal right now. And I don't want to be sidetracked. You know, I'm not a dope dealer. So I don't want to be.
Right, no, I understand.
I'm just not into doing that right now. You know, maybe further down the line. Not right now.
Right, further down. All right. When it becomes legal in the United States, not just in certain states, right?
No, I don't care about that. It's just I don't have time to concentrate on that when I have to be creative and catch flights and be a mom. And I don't need another thing on my plate.
There you go. Well, right. Speaking of things on your plate, you're just going to release your comedy CD, Lunel Live, I Only Drink at Work, available on all digital platforms. Tell us about Lunel Live, I Only Drink at Work, and how you birthed that.
Well, it's already out on Spotify and Amazon and all those streaming services, and on my website as well, heylunel.com. I Only Drink at Work got inspired by the fact that I only drink at work. Like, I have an extensive bar at home. Everybody who comes over is welcome to drink out my bar. I have some of everything. But I do not drink at home. I don't pour myself a nightcap or anything. I probably should drink some wine at night to help myself go to sleep, but I don't. I don't drink at home. I feel like that's a real loser mentality. I socially drink. And being that I'm a comedian, I'm in the club, I only drink at work. So I had a picture of my niece pouring some vodka in my mouth in the VIP, and I thought that was a great photo, so we used that for the cover, and that's how she was born.
And it's available now, so everyone can go. It's on every platform, basically, right? So they can just go type in Lunel Live, I Only Drink at Work.
Correct.
All right, now I got a note here that says, Lunel with the heart of gold, and in the end, just like Julia Roberts' character in Pretty Woman, Lunel got that guy. So, what car did he pick you up in, a gray limousine?
who are we talking about?
That's a good question. Who do you want to talk about?
Oh no. You know, my relationship with Bruno is my only public relationship.
Okay.
Everything else I keep on the low. If you find me out in these streets, you might bust me that way. But I don't talk about myself because, you know, that's a good way to mess it all up.
You know, that is the key to success in the public life. Keep your private life private, right?
I try to do the best I can.
Yeah, you do. You do, except with Bruno Mars, Billboard.com. So,
you know, that's me and my baby.
Funny women of a certain age. So, you know, it's interesting because I have Auntie Rolanda Watts. She got into comedy later in life, right, in her 50s. What do you tell women who are funny women of a certain age? Can they get into this industry?
Well, you know, it's never too late to do anything if you have the will and the desire to do it. Of course, it's harder already just being a black woman, period, doing comedy. But being an old black woman doing comedy, you better be damn funny, and you better stick out and stand out. Some people are doing it just for a hobby, just to see if they can do it. Everybody doesn't want to make a career of this. I'm a person who was, you know, born to do this. This is not something I learned to do. This is who I am, and I feel like, you know, you shouldn't even do comedy unless you feel like you would die if you didn't do it. That's how passionate I am about this shit. So, you know, I say, you know, if that's what you want to do, do your thing. Just get out of my way. So,
you know, it's interesting because we hear this pop up all the time. You just said it's a lot harder for women and black women to be in comedy. Why is that?
Well, because it's a very misogynistic business. Men have been, you know, the top comedians since comedy started, you know, except for, you know, if you want to go all the way back to, like, Fanny Bryce and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And oftentimes female comedians don't reach the height that the men do. We don't get offered endorsement deals. We're not, you know, we can sell a Denali truck just as well as a man can. We're the ones with kids and groceries. So why wouldn't a woman get that endorsement deal? But we don't get those opportunities and stuff like that. It's just, you know, every generation makes it a little easier for the generation after them. So somebody had to kick down doors for me. I'm just kicking down doors. I don't know how many going to open, but I'm going to keep kicking. You know what I mean?
If opportunity doesn't knock, build the door, right?
Yeah, or dig a tunnel, or go over a wall.
Or go over a wall. Yeah, that's right. Jump over the border wall. Whatever you got to do. So March 23rd coming up. Speaking of funny women of a certain age, you know, I saw a picture pop up with you and the nanny, Fran Drescher. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, Funny Women of a Certain Age is a Showtime special that will be airing at the end of this month. And Fran Drescher was the host of it and did some comedy herself. And it was all women and were all of a certain age. And it's very, you know, empowering and great. Wonderful experience. And I always wanted to meet Fran anyway, and so it was super cool. We filmed in Brooklyn, and, you know, we took no prisoners. We came off it.
March 23rd, Showtime. Check your local listings for that. So, listen, you know, we got to talk about, you know what I wanted to, we have a little tweet right here that says, Lunel, what is your drink of choice?
Well, it varies. I have made a vow now, as of last week in Vegas, no more tequila for Lunel. I'm done. That's it. Just like I put that gin down, no more tequila. I'm done with that. In the wintertime, around Christmas time, I usually do dark liquor like a, you know, Cavassier or whatever. May put it in the eggnog and stuff like that. In the summertime, I always go light with vodka's Grey Goose or Kettle One or something like that. And I drink a little wine from time to time. And very rarely a little beer. Very rarely. Only if I'm like at a beer garden with different flavors and stuff like that.
There you go. Now, speaking of gardens, listen, I have a funny funny tweet here that says, Lunel, if you could roast anybody, who would it be?
Donald Trump.
And what's the first thing you would say?
I can't go into it right now, but that opportunity ever, you know, if I ever get that call, you will know.
Yeah, we will know. For sure we will know. Lunel will be there. So I'm looking forward to SLS. Now that's going to be fun. Y'all, if you're in Vegas, you got to go Sundays, SLS. If you want to know for more information, you got to hit Lunel up at heylunel.com and, of course, on Instagram. And do you use Twitter or no?
No, I got hacked. And,
oh, you did?
I got hacked by some kids in Canada, found out who they were, complained to Twitter, had all my information, had proof. Twitter did not lift a single finger to help a verified celebrity. So I told them to go do something with themselves. I signed out Twitter. And if anybody's writing on Twitter as me, it's not me. I do not have Twitter and I do not care.
All right. Well, there you go. But there's something that you do care about because you're starring in a comedy with Eddie Murphy that's set for release. And it's Dolomite Is My Name. Tell us about that.
That will be on Netflix in May. And Dolomite was the pseudonym for an urban comedian, older guy named Rudy Ray Moore, who has passed along now. He's like an urban hero, legend, and did his own movies and had his own style and stuff like that back in the old Superfly type days. And Eddie plays Rudy, and I play Eddie's aunt, and I had to audition, do a screen test and all this stuff, and it's going to be a great film. I hope it's got a lot of people in it, like Wesley Snipes and T.I. and Craig Robinson and all kinds of folks. So I'm very excited to have had the opportunity to work with Eddie because I really was better friends with his brother Charlie, rest in peace. And but I knew Eddie. We had taken pictures together. Obviously, he knew who I was. So I never really dreamed that I would have the opportunity to act opposite him, but we did. I got to actually talk to him and give my condolences about Charlie to him, to his face, you know, not like on Instagram or some social media, because I wanted him to know how sincere I was. And, you know, it was a great experience, and, you know, it'll be on film forever. Yay!
That's amazing. You know, you're really doing your thing. Are you loving life right now?
I'm doing okay. I need my money to match my life. What do you call it? I need my pocketbook to match my image. Yeah. Yeah, then well, I'll be doing better.
Then you'll be doing better. So what kind of pocketbook would that be?
Well, you know, I need to earn $1 million this year.
All right.
That would be a great goal, you know. Something extraordinary may happen. I may get a windfall. Hell, I might even win the Publisher's Clearinghouse. But by some hook or crook, I need to make $1 million this year. That's the goal.
All right. So, you know, on Max and Friends here, we do a lot of shows about, you know, being really creating your own reality. So I'll offer you this. Instead of saying, I need to say, I am making $1 million this year. And I promise you, you will have it. Change it into the I am making and you will have it. You're creating your reality.
I don't want the IRS listening in, so right now it's just going to be a wish. Okay. I don't want to declare them. I've been audited already, so I'm, you know, it's just a desire.
I got you. They could tweet you, right? Tell the IRS they could find you on Twitter.
Yeah, go talk to that person. Go talk to the hacker.
That is too much. Well, you know what, Lunel? I'm so grateful for your time. You are like nonstop, so I don't want to keep you. So tomorrow night, one more time, let everybody know where they can see you Monday night.
At the world famous Laugh Factory on Sunset Boulevard at 8 o'clock, I believe. It's going to be a fun-filled night, and I'm going to try to rip the roof off that son of a gun, and I hope everybody come out and see me.
So since it's almost summer, if they want to buy you drinks, what are you saying? Vodka Grey Goose?
I don't let people buy me drinks. Hello.
There you go. I knew you were going to say that.
No,
give me the cash instead.
You won't get me. You won't get me like that. No.
Oh, no. All right. Well, is there anything that you could tell us that we don't know about that you're working on?
Always working toward getting my own show. Mm-hmm. As I told you before, and, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to hold my position and remain, you know, being a person that people want to come see and delivering hysterical shows and meeting people and having fun and staying true and, you know, keeping God in my heart and trying to be a good mom. That's all I can do.
How old is your daughter now?
23. Miserable years old.
What has she taught you so far, Lunel? In the 23 years, what has she taught you that you really are grateful for?
Nothing.
What have you taught her?
Everything.
Ain't that the truth, Mama? Right. Lunel. All right, well, I'm so grateful you were able to come and chill with us here on Max and Friends. Tomorrow night, y'all, go check her out. And if you're in Vegas, go to the SLS, see Lunel, support her. Lunel, so if you could have any TV show tomorrow, what would the title of the show be?
Probably Lunel Life.
There you go. Would you do a reality show?
It would depend. Probably not.
If you had creative control.
Maybe. It's a lot more work than people know.
No, that's
the
truth.
It's a lot of filming hours. It's a lot of makeup. It's a lot of intrusion. So I would have to think about it. I've been on many. Yeah. And I don't really, really love it. Because ultimately you will not have creative control. And that's where the bullshit starts. Pardon my French.
No, listen, we can say what we want here on LA Talk Radio, so it's fine.
I would rather do, you know, scripted. Or some kind of, you know, I mean, if it was reality, real reality, not no kind of BS reality, we would have to see. But until then, I just want to, you know, continue to do movies and get other TV parts and be in these clubs and meet these people.
Awesome. Well, whenever you have anything that you want to drop or talk about, please always come back here because we love having you here on Max and Friends.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to take you up on that.
All right, and I'm going to see you. I really will. I'm going to come and see you in Vegas. I'm going to make it a point. And I'm not just bullshitting or saying that. When I say I'm going to do something, I'll be there. So you're going to be the reason why I come to Vegas.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
All right.
We'll
see. And when you see me there, you're going to give me a big old hug. We're going to take a picture and a video.
I promise. No doubt. know that.
All right, my darling. Well, have a beautiful night. Thank you so much. Have the best time tomorrow. And again, tomorrow, go see Lunel. She's going to be live for you all, having a good time, tearing it up in L.A. And listen, I will be in L.A. because I'm in Florida now. But when I come back to L.A., let's go to dinner.
If I'm in town, we can make it happen. Because you know I'm a very busy girl, but if I'm there, you're on, because I love to go to dinner.
Done. We'll go to Tower Bar. It's so much fun. We'll have a good time.
All right, baby.
All right, my love. Have a beautiful night. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you real soon here on Max and Friends.
All right. Bye, friends. Bye, Max.
Lunel, everyone. HeyLunel.com and catch her on Instagram. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. We'll be right back. But first up, we got an exclusive right here on Max and Friends, the world exclusive Lack by Antoine Dotson. Y'all remember him? Hide your kids, hide your wives. Stay tuned because the song is now and he's coming up next.
To come back, got that crunk you had, and everybody mad, spitting facts, got a bag, upgrade the tag, while your swag went last, and then it took a pass, I'ma keep it coming with another one, and another one, and another one,
then another one,
bitch you dumb, money make a nigga come, told you once, but the twice, drip my wrist with ice, everything I do is nice, I'm the Hygo Juku Ken doll, 6'4", a nigga tall, and I want it all, work hard, then I work it all, grinding for my rise to shine, and plus a nigga fine, work, till it's all mine. I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack. On a six shot pad, turned it mid back. I'm a beast with sass. Legend is my stash. 60 seconds hourglass. Now I got it bad. I'm a boom boom for the mass. Work to first class. Coming for a nigga who didn't drip but
drop.
I'm a nigga with a lot. Got them two jet, I'm a plot. Hit me through your speaker box. Everything I do is hot. Yep, to them big knots. Breaking bread is on top. Yep, you dumb, dumb, dumb. Bitch, money make me come. Coming for a nigga on the lick. Bitch, better run. You acting like my kid. Better yet, you my son, son. Have a seat, grab a chair. It's only just begun, gun. I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
Gonna give 'em what they lack.
I gave 'em what they lack.
That was Antoine Dotson's new song, Lack. Antoine is joining me tonight in the studio to tell you what he's been up to about his new song, Lack. And of course, we're going to talk about Hide Your Kids and Hide Your Wives. So welcome back, Antoine Dotson.
Hey, thank you for having me, Max.
Oh my God, it has been too long since you've been back here with us.
Yes, I know.
In all that time, you've become a father, you have a new album, you're working on shows, you've been nonstop and busy. So what's going on in your life?
Oh my God, I have really been working so hard these last few years. You know, I just came out with my album, The Come Up, and Logan Paul just released the movie Airplane Mode February 8th, and it had the different all the internet celebrities. It was so fun shooting that movie.
You had a good time, right?
Oh, I had a good time. You know, I did a movie last year over the summer. We filmed in Birmingham with Aaron Eckhart with the movie called Live. So, you know, I've been working.
You've been working and you've been a father. So tell us how it is. How has fatherhood changed your life?
Oh, my God. It's very, very busy. It's really, really hard. If you never really like done this, it'd be hard to try to get into. But so far, it's been fun. I love being a dad. He follows my every move. You know, it changed me. It made me realize that I actually have, you know, responsibilities in the world now.
Absolutely. So what's the one thing you've learned so far from your son?
Oh, my God. The one thing I learned from my son, actually, to be truthfully honest, my son has actually taught me how to be a father. He taught me how to be a man, really, because, you know, growing up, and everybody know that I lived the gay lifestyle my entire life. I never really had a man in my life to actually teach me, you know, responsibility and what it's actually like to be a man and all the responsibilities that come with it. My son is teaching me that, and I'm still learning today.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. So you're learning today, you're writing music. Tell us about your new album and what inspired you to do it.
Well, my new album, what inspired me to do my album, for one, I'm already considered a platinum-selling recording artist, and that was on accident with Better Trigger.
We all remember. How many years ago was that? That was a long while ago.
Yeah, that was nine years ago.
9 years, yeah. Because I remember right after you came to Connecticut, and you stayed with us in Connecticut for a bit.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Fashion Week, and we had such a good time. That was fun. So and I still love the picture of you when you broke the door handle off of our front door.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It was so much fun. And remember, we got caught in a storm. Oh, it was just a lot of tea. But we had so much fun.
We did.
Sorry about the door.
It's okay. I've sold that house and moved on anyway, so it's all good. You know, you have to come and chill. I'm in LA now most of the time. We have an awesome house in the Hollywood Hills, so we have to come and hang out sometime.
I know. I want to be like you when I grow up.
But the beautiful thing is, you're you. So tell me about the new album and why you got into it.
The album, basically, I just wanted to basically show everybody my come up, that I'm more than just like a had your kids, had your wife, even though that's how I'm known, and I appreciate all that. But I kind of wanted to move from that spotlight and show them my talent. And with this album, it shows my come up in this industry, you know, all the things that I went through over the years in the industry, and how I'm still on the top. And people still talking about me up to this day.
Still talk. I mean, you're a meme for eternity.
Exactly.
For eternity. So how's your sister doing?
Oh, my sister's well. They actually gone celebrated my mother's birthday.
So let me see. Lack. We just played it here for the first time on Max and Friends, brand new from your album. What is Lack all about? Because there's a lot going on in that song that you're going to give them everything. So what are you giving people?
Oh, my God. I am giving them, basically, I'm just letting everybody know that this is who I am in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work hard. It's time for me to give y'all what y'all lack, because they saying that these new wave artists are mumble rappers, and I really didn't come from this era. I support their hustle and their business, but I wanted to bring back that, you know, the funness of hip hop, like you're dancing and, you know, bringing the house down. Everybody nowadays, everybody got their phone out. They're too busy trying to record the hardest artists. Ain't nobody really trying to enjoy themselves on the club scene. So I'm trying to bring that back in hip hop.
There you go. So speaking of hip hop, what is it that you feel that you have that others don't have?
Oh, vocabulary. Babe.
It's that simple. It's that simple. So listen, you know, kids are tuning in right now. They want to break into this industry. You know, Lunel was just on, and we asked Lunel, listen, when there's young girls who want to be in a comedian, in a comic, what do you tell them? She said, don't do it unless you really want to do it. So what do you tell kids who want to get into the music industry or just become an influencer like you did on social media?
Oh, my God. It's just better to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And let them see you for you. You can't be nobody else. And for one, if you try to come out here and be somebody else, it's not going to work. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you in the end. You know what I'm saying? So it's best to be organic. You know what I'm saying? Reach the people and just bring yourself.
Bring yourself. And you've always brought yourself. That was one thing. Because when they found you, you were just being you. You know, that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like, you were just you. Yes. So you always brought yourself from the beginning. So now you're acting and in movies. What's on the plate? Anything you could talk to us about besides your new album?
I could talk about, well, I already told y'all about the Airplane Mode movie that just came out last month. And also the movie Live with Aaron Eckhart. Like, and also I've been doing, you know, I'm just the face of this real estate company called Hyatt Homes in Alabama. And this, they came to me like, oh, that's so funny. Hide your kids, hide your wife in the new Hyatt home. So that kind of took on a personality of its own. We did our second commercial. It is doing well. Like, I'm still here.
You are still here. You will always be. What is it? So now listen, how can people follow you? Because I know that you're on Instagram, but where are you now?
Oh, my God. I have two shows on the internet. I have my 60-second Ubis show, and that's on Instagram. You can see that 60 seconds every single day I post it. It's actually growing really popular. I also have my show on YouTube. It's called Yes, I'm Here Still Smoking. Like, oh, my God, it's just so amazing. And I talk about topics about, you know, hot topics that everybody else is talking about, and I just give my opinion and gag for the kids.
So what's a hot topic we can talk about? J-Lo just got engaged. What do you think?
Oh, my God. For one, I want to say congratulations, but thinking about all the men that she's been to, she's actually marrying him, not saying he's, you know, bad at anything, but J-Lo had some pretty good dudes back in the day.
You know what? We looked this up. She's been married 3 times. The new engagement ring is about $1 million.
I see why now.
The pink one that she got from Ben Affleck, you remember that whole pink ring?
Yeah.
That was a big ass ring. So yeah, I mean, it was $2.5 million, 6.1 carat pink diamond from Harry Winston. Now she's got $1 million ring from A-Rod. Not bad from coming from Jenny from the block.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a girl, yes, Jenny, get your money. But I think, but you know, we all know Jenny got her own money.
She got her own money.
You know, she got her own. So it's probably going to last.
You know what? It comes to a point in life where death doesn't mean something has to last. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's when it's over, exactly. It's over. You know, so it's just like have fun and enjoy until it's no longer, you know?
Yeah,
so
we'll I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how long it lasts. Yeah, of course we all are. Oh my! You know what? I was just thinking, you need to come on. Like, we need to have you on like once a month to come on the show and just like spill the tea with us here. We'll do like a hot topic segment. I think it would be fun.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Of course.
Right?
That would be so fun.
Yep, we will. All right, I'm going to work on this. I will talk to my producer and we're going to figure out you coming on and we'll do a whole hot topic intro for you and we're going to make it fun.
Ooh, you know, yeah. I'm hip by the tea.
All right. And, you know, I love to spill it, so we're going to have a good time. You know, actually, yes, it's funny because the show changed a little bit. And everybody's like, oh, we want to hear you guys. And when you talk about hot topics, because we kind of strayed from that a little bit and got into, like, the whole motivational aspect. But I think the duality is you need both. You know, you need to be inspired.
Exactly.
You need to spill the tea. Yep. You need to give everything. So I want you to come up and join me here on Max and Friends. And we'll spill the tea, like, once a month. I know you got time. I know you're busy because to even get you here today, I appreciate you being here because I know we're all busy and with everything you're doing. I appreciate you being here. And I just wanted to give you, you know, a moment here on the show since I've known you for so long. Like, literally.
Yes, literally.
10 years. So, you know, I wanted to give you a platform to come and talk and let everybody know what you're up to. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You know, I appreciate that. And I love and miss you, man.
I love and miss you, too. And I'm going to see you a lot sooner than later because we're going to figure it out. I know that you're with your son and you're busy, but you got to have to, you know, when you come out to L.A. next for whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, I'm coming to L.A., I believe, next month because I'm auditioning for some show.
Perfect. So when you come to L.A., you'll come up here in the studio at L.A. Talk Radio, and we will have a good old time.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. And where can people get your album?
Oh, my God. They can get it on all major platforms, Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, Apple Music, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there.
It's all there. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go. Be a dad. And I thank you so much for joining me here tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Peace out. Everyone, that was Antoine Dotson. You remember him from Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wives, and Hide Your Husbands. But tonight, he's a dad. He is being a father and doing his thing. And it was so nice of him to come and stop by here because it's been we've been trying to get him here, and we were figuring out a time, and I was like, tonight's the perfect night, so let's just get Antoine on the phone. So here we are, everyone. I love you all for tuning in tonight. I'm going to play a really great song, one of my favorite, This Is Me. Look out, because here I come. Like Antoine said, just be you, and I think when you're authentic to who you are, the possibilities are endless, because it's you. So This Is Me is one of my favorite songs from the movie Greatest Showman. You know, the greatest showman ever. And other than that, I'm going to wrap this show up in just a minute, but we're going to play that song. And when I'm back, I'm going to give you some inspiration to take with you into this week ahead. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say. We don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, you say. No one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Just this week, you know what? Be you. Be authentically 100% you. You don't have to explain your nose. You don't have to explain who you are. You don't have to apologize for who you are. Just be 100% authentically you. Go into this week with this song, This Is Me, telling people this is me. And you know what? Have the courage to be disliked. Until next time, I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. LA Talk.